W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The candidates are making their last-minute pitches for votes in Georgia's Senate runoff. Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat, held a rally in Atlanta.
We need folk who are impatient. We need folk who are not content with things as they are, who know that while we live in a great country, we can always make it greater.
His opponent is Republican Herschel Walker, a former Heisman Trophy winner.
We together can make anything happen. We can win a championship. And championships are teams. Individual win trophies. I love a win championship.
Both men would make history as the first black person elected from Georgia to a full Senate term. A serial killer known as the Torso Killer, already convicted of 11 homicides, admitted he also killed five women on Long Island in the late 60s and early 70s. Richard Cunningham was sentenced to 25 years to life. Ann Donnelly is the local DA.
These families have spent every Thanksgiving for the last 50 years without their mom, without their sister, wondering what happened and why their family had to endure this terrible tragedy.
Incarcerated lawyer Michael Avenatti was sentenced in Southern California to 14 years in prison after admitting he cheated four of his clients out of millions of dollars. The Mississippi Department of Human Services changed its demands against retired NFL quarterback Brett Favre in a lawsuit that seeks repayment of misspent welfare money that was intended to help some of the poorest people in the country. The department dropped its demand for more than $1 million from Favre, but made a new demand of up to $5 million against Favre and a university sports foundation, saying money from an anti-poverty program was improperly used to pay for a volleyball arena at the University of Southern Mississippi. This is AP News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuckit. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuckit stores or at Untuckit.com. Untuckit, shirts designed to be worn.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnier with your headlines. The Waukesha community came together Sunday for the annual Christmas parade, a little more than 1 year after the tragedy of 2021. This year's parade, themed Peace on Earth, began with the crowd singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The parade stepped off with a banner in remembrance of those who died last year, honoring the victims, survivors, families, and first responders. Hundreds of people lined the curbs and cheered as the dancing grannies led the parade through the route, also marching the Waukesha Blazers Baseball Club and the Catholic community of Waukesha. Both groups had multiple members among the injured, including 8-year-old Jackson Sparks, who later died. Parade-goers spoke of the need to show community support, honor those whose lives were lost, and celebrate the return of Waukesha's long-standing holiday tradition. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. There was a lot of it made over the weekend. I'm going to start right in. Probably the most contentious thing that happened, and in a way the most disturbing, was where Donald Trump urged the, quote, termination, end quote, of our Constitution, the United States Constitution, in order to overturn the 2020 election. His statement was, quote, a massive fraud allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution, end quote. He put that on True Social, his media outlet, on Saturday. What was most disturbing was the reaction of the Republican Party. Kevin McCarthy was asked about it, and he was silent. He refused to answer. He didn't denounce it. He had said on CNN on Sunday that the Republicans, quote, will read the Constitution aloud in its entirety on the first day that the House reconvenes, end quote. What does that mean, Jack? You just had a guy who's your only announced candidate for president saying that the U.S. Constitution has to be terminated in order to overturn an election that is about 3 years old, 2.5 years old. And you didn't denounce that. You didn't say anything about it. You just said, we're going to read the Constitution that this guy thinks should be terminated. Other Republican congressmen were asked, and the question was posed, if Trump is your nominee, are you going to support him after he said that? And they said, yes. There's one guy in New York, the guy, Republican, who beat Sean Patrick Maloney, the Democrat, in a swing district, Westchester. Sean Patrick Maloney was the chairman, the head of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Very embarrassing for him to be beaten. That Republican, because he's in a swing district, knows he has to be careful, but even he didn't denounce it. It was a real weaselly, mealy-mouthed type of thing. Well, you know, that's not the right thing, or that's not what we believe. Let's go back in history to what happens in democracies when leaders decide to suspend or terminate a constitution. Let's go back to Germany, 1932. In 1932, Adolf Hitler's Nazi Party, which had been a real minority party with a very small percentage of the parliamentary vote, actually got a plurality, and democratically. In other words, people went there and a plurality of people, not a majority, but a plurality, voted for the Nazi Party. It was a terrible depression. The Versailles Treaty had strangled Germany economically. Prominent economists in Britain and the United States had warned against some of the excesses of the Versailles Treaty. Nobody paid any attention to them. You know, there are people in Germany who were starving. And so Adolf Hitler got had the plurality of the delegates. They had a form of government. President of Germany, a guy named Hindenburg, said, okay, it's sort of like in Israel now or, say, in France, you're permitted to put together a government. And so this guy, Hindenburg, appointed, because he had the ability to do it, Hitler chancellor, because Hitler was the head of the Nazi party, and they put together a what seemed like a coalition government of different parties. The following year, Hindenburg died, an older guy. Hindenburg died, and Hitler goes to the Reichstag, which is the equivalent of our Congress. It's their legislature. And they had a constitution, and he said, I'll tell you what. I propose that you vote to let me suspend the Reichstag for a couple of years, just a little bit, so we can get things squared away, get our military up to snuff, do some things we have to do. And they all go, great, great. The minute he suspended the Reichstag, he arrested some of them. He executed some. He executed people in other parties. I have a friend, guy from the Chicago area named Dieter Gruen, just turned 100 years old. So a shout out to Dieter Gruen. He was an eminent scientist, worked on the Oak Ridge Project as a graduate student at a Northwestern. He grew up in Germany, in the Weimar area in East Germany. And he went to school there, and he was born in 1922. So he remembers this very well. He was in middle school. He said the day after Hitler dissolved the Reichstag, was made chancellor, Hindenburg had appointed him, and he took over the government after those events had happened. The next day, his teacher walked in a full Nazi uniform, extended his arm and said, Heil Hitler. And then the kids all said, Heil Hitler, and they put on swastika armbands, and Gruen was one of the few Jewish kids in the school, and they beat him up at recess. That's what happened. There is a rabble instinctively in people. There's the possibility of a rabble, sadistic rabble coming out. It takes democracy and strong leadership to suppress that instinct, that mob instinct. And what's happening now with Trump and McCarthy, I don't think Trump, given all of the bad publicity he's had, stealing the documents, right now, subject to a grand jury in at least three places, New York, you know, Garland, Atlanta. I think he's too weakened to be president. But this mindset in the Republican Party, where Kevin McCarthy, the leader of the Republicans for now in the House, is asked, do you denounce or disagree or criticize or differ from the leader of your party, at least in the polls? Donald Trump, former president, had no answer. Had no answer. What that says to me is that when some leader other than Trump, somebody who isn't as obviously flawed, comes along and says something very similar, you're going to find people in the Republican Party who will go along with it. And I think, I've had arguments with people about this, our country is greater than Germany. Our country is greater than Germany in 1932 or at any time. Our military academies stay loyal to the Constitution. They will not serve a strong man. Our media is free. It has to stay free. Yes, there are six tarantulas on the U.S. Supreme Court who seem about to vote in Moore v. Harper that gerrymandered legislatures can keep gerrymandering themselves forever and take away your right to vote for president. And if and when that happens, there can be very serious consequences in our society. But the media are still free. I do want to point out while we're talking about this, one threat to that. There are three justices on the Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas, Kavanaugh, and Gorsuch, who all at one time or other have suggested that the Supreme Court should repeal New York Times versus Sullivan in the 1964 opinion that gave freedom of the press. We have freedom of the press in the First Amendment, and that goes back to the 18th century. But in New York Times versus Sullivan, the Supreme Court ruled that a public figure cannot sue for libel, sue the press, unless they can show actual malice, which is not what you think it means. It doesn't mean they don't like the guy. It means that they knew that what they were printing was false, or with even a phone call could have found out it was false. So if you deliberately print something false, then you're not protected. But if in good faith you write an article and it turns out to defame a public figure, that public figure has no recourse. That has sustained our country for the last 60 years. At the turn of our Constitution, the turn of the 19th century, late 1700s, early 1800s, we had a Sedition Act. You could be arrested for criticizing the government. A very, very famous case where a guy was acquitted. And from then on, you can't. But if you criticize Trump when he was president, you could have gone to jail back then. Right now, if you criticize the king of Thailand, you'll go to prison for 20 or 30 years. If you criticize the royal family in Britain, because they do not have a First Amendment. Britain does not, the UK does not have a First Amendment. And they have very, very strict libel laws. But you're not going to go to jail for 20 years for criticizing the royal family, although you have to be careful how you do it. This country, you don't have to be careful at all. That's why we are great. So I have high hopes for the country. There's no doubt in my mind, having served in the military and seen our senior officers and the people I've worked with and the enlisted men, our military is sound, our press is sound. Social media can be a problem, but you take a look at the midterms and things were made right, in my judgment, sort of roughly right. But when you have Trump saying that the Constitution has to be terminated, and even if he meant suspended to put him back in power, that is, frankly, suspending the Reichstag, suspending the Constitution in 1933. And the minute that happens, a strong man takes authoritarian measures. And it's not just that, yeah, he's a nut. I get it. He's a nut. But Kevin McCarthy doesn't criticize that, doesn't come out and say, we are not terminating anything in the Constitution. That's unconstitutional. He didn't say that. Real weak, he goes, we will read the Constitution aloud. Oh, great, Keck. You read the Constitution aloud when your possible presidential nominee said he wants to terminate it, and you won't criticize him. You're just going to read it aloud. That is lame, really lame. That's very stupid, very weak. McCarthy's a weak individual. That party is leaning towards authoritarianism in its leadership. Go to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or a business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw.
Weather in a Moment brought to you by Wishkosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Lows dip down to about 27 tonight under overcast skies. Winds out of the north around 5 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 38. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows around 27. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. It's your reminder today, Jean of Eau Claire.
Hi, Matt, and thank you for so much for all that you do. We are sure appreciated. Appreciate all of the work that you do, all the investigations that you do, and all the information you provide. So thank you very much, Matt. I'm concerned, and I have a big concern as a crabby old lady, and that is regarding the people that are supporting Trump as far as in the government, the big oligarchs who are helping giving him lots of money, otherwise he'd be out on the street by now. And I really have a big problem because, you know, was the biggest crime of the century committed upon the people of our country? They need to investigate to the fullest and prosecute and jail every darn person at the top level, all the money givers, all the supporters, all of those in office that continue to obstruct justice, that continue to spread stories and try to divert attention from what happened on that day. And I just think that that needs to be done before our country is safe. Because the only way to attack our country, because we have great military and we have great leadership in our military, is from the inside out. And we've got people doing it every single day that don't quit, to include the state of Wisconsin and Robin Voss, his fake investigation, taking close to a million out of our budgets. In addition to that, the fake electors that have never been held accountable. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done before we can, you know, rest and say, oh, things will be getting better, because they're continuing to spread lies. They're continuing to cause chaos. And I just hope that, you know, they got enough staff so they can get that job done. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Jean. I think you nailed a lot right on the head. I'm going to burrow down supporting what you said and giving some additional facts. The attack on the Capitol on January 6th was the crime of the century. And I don't say that lightly, but, you know, in the past, the White House was once attacked and burned by the British when James Madison was president. And he got out of there. He would have been killed. Dolly Madison barely got out. When Thomas Jefferson was governor of Virginia, the British came to kill him, and he managed to get away. But, you know, that was a long time. Those were a long time ago. With Thomas Jefferson as governor of Virginia in the 1700s and the War of 1812 and the British, that was over 200 years ago. Even during the Civil War, you know, the South fought the Battle of Bull Run and a couple of other battles fairly near Washington. Antietam is not that far from Washington, Gettysburg, but they weren't there attacking the Capitol. This crowd went up there, and they didn't do it on their own. They were ginned up by Donald Trump. First of all, Donald Trump sent out a save the date card in the form of social media. Be sure to come to Washington on January 6th. There's going to be a big thing going on. January 6th was unremarkable. It was ceremonial. It was simply the day that the 50 states certified, sent their certifications in advance. And the vice president just says, here they are. It's ceremonial. The vice president, no opportunity to overturn them. 50 governors and 50 secretaries of state certified it. And the majority of them were Republicans. There are more Republican governors and secretaries of state than Democrats. Many of them are smaller states with less population, but they still get to certify their elections. So Trump ginned this up. Bill Barr saw it coming and he quit because he didn't want to go to prison. And there was that big rally and Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Mel Brooks from Alabama, and others got up, Don Jr., and ginned these people up. Many of them showed up in military formation. Many showed up in military gear. Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers and Kelly Miggs, president of the Oath Keepers in Florida, they had guns stashed in a hotel room in Northern Virginia, ready to go at a sign, Donald Trump. And they walked through military stack formation through the crowd. This was planned. And what Trump did is he shut his mouth off and got these guys to do it. And then he himself went to the White House. He tried to go up to the Capitol. Secret Service wouldn't take him. They said, these people have guns. Trump said, well, they're not here to get me. Oh, yeah, right. They were here to get Nancy Pelosi and Pence and Schumer. Hang Mike Pence. Oh, Nancy, 82-year-old woman, they would have stamped her to death in the hallway. So this is what happened. And you know, the guys that have been going to prison are the small fry. People who got, oh, okay, and they got all wound up, and they should go to prison. Stuart Rhodes and Kelly Miggs may go for 20 years. But what about Trump? What about Giuliani? What about Mo Brooks of Alabama? What about Don Jr.? What about the people who were behind this? What about Ron Johnson, who had the fake electors from Michigan? He doesn't represent Michigan. He's part of the conspiracy. What about Robin Voss, who reserved a room in the Capitol for the fake elector meeting? What about Scott Fitzgerald, who, when he was in the state Senate, is reportedly talked to Robin Voss or arranged to have a conference room reserved too? What about all these guys? Let's get them on the record. They have a defense. Let's hear it. I don't think they have a defense. So what happens is the little guys go to jail. Did you know that during the meltdown in 08 and 09, with the derivatives and all the cheating of the economy, not a single Wall Street crook went to jail, not a single one. Not a single one. But what happens is small fry go to jail. That's got to change. And Gene is exactly right. And it's got to change, first of all, by Donald Trump being prosecuted. That depends on Merrick Garland. These prosecutions depend on Merrick Garland, and he has the power for the next 2 years. He has got to initiate those prosecutions. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by...
Coronavirus update. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Stocks finished lower. The Dow down 482 points. Beijing is easing some stringent coronavirus restrictions.
China has yet to say when it might end the zero COVID strategy that's confined millions to their homes and set off protests and demands for President Xi Jinping to resign. Commuters in Beijing and at least 16 other cities are now allowed to board buses and subways without a virus test in the previous 48 hours for the first time in months. The government announced plans last week to vaccinate millions of elderly people, a key condition for ending zero COVID restrictions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pfizer is asking regulators to authorize its updated coronavirus vaccine for children under the age of five, not as a booster, but part of their initial shots. Few of the nation's youngest children have gotten their vaccinations since the shots were okayed by the government in June. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuckit stores or at Untuckit.com. Untuckit, shirts designed to be worn.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Cases of the flu and RSV are on the rise in Wisconsin. One expert says kids can get over most cases of RSV with rest at home and over-the-counter medicine. Dr. Gregory DeMuri of UW Health says doctors weren't testing kids for RSV before the coronavirus pandemic, which usually peaks after the holidays. Republican Representative Dan Knodel of Germantown is running for the suburban Milwaukee State Senate seat that's open after the retirement of longtime Senator Alberta Darling. The 8th District has been trending more competitively in recent years, but so far no Democrats have announced they're running. Representative Deb Andraca has already said she's not interested. In sports, the Bucks are at Orlando tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the line. Sheila, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Sheila?
Hi, Mr. Flynn. I just wanted to say a couple things. I am so thankful of all the information that you share with us on the radio. And I agree with the woman that had called in prior to me. She had a lot of very good information, which some of it I didn't know. But lastly, thank you so much for being you. But lastly, I just love your wife. I worked with her in 1978 in Germantown, and she was the best, the kindest, the most loving and caring speech and language pathologist. So if you could tell Mary that Sheila says hi, I would love that.
I will definitely do it, Sheila. That is frankly, a wonderful and refreshing message. My wife was a speech and language pathologist for 34 years, and she was in Germantown, County Line School. And occasionally she would go to MacArthur or Kennedy or one of the others servicing kids. It was preschool to fifth grade. Wisconsin has a law where once your little one turns three, he or she is entitled to services in the local public school, even if they're not yet enrolled. And Sheila, that's just a wonderful thing, and I will tell her. And thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it very, very much. We're going to go back to what is current. And so today, remember, tomorrow is election day in a very important race in Georgia. Raphael Warnock versus Herschel Walker. Now, you may have heard so much about this race, you're getting sick and tired of it. And I don't blame you, but there are a couple of things that you should know. And there's some tea leaves that are really very helpful to our effort to make sure that we have 51 senators and not 50. And by that, I mean 51 Democratic senators. Poll just came out yesterday. It's the most current poll. And Raphael Warnock is ahead, 51-48. Now, margin of error is about 3 points. So that's within the margin of error. But when you average polls, and these have been awfully consistent the last couple of times, he's always ahead by a couple of points, always ahead by a couple of points. I think Barack Obama helped a lot. Barack went in as the closer. He's a guy that goes in at the ninth inning with the knuckleball and strikes everybody out. Well, in this one, he had a really great, he had a great joke. Probably have heard the joke, but if you haven't heard the joke, he said, you know, Herschel Walker is bothered by a very, very important policy question. And that is whether it's better to be a vampire or a werewolf. He said, you know, I was bothered by that same policy question when I was 7 years old. And everybody laughed. And then Herschel Walker said his feelings were hurt. And, you know, look, I mean, the point of the matter is, this is not a normal election. Herschel Walker is not qualified or competent to be in the Senate. He has admitted to having a mental illness, and God bless him. And I wish him recovery. He has done things that were felonies while he has had that illness, held a gun to his wife's head and said he was going to blow her effing brains out, stalked her and his son so that they had to move a number of times in a 6-month period to hide from him. The truth of the matter, the Republican lieutenant governor in Georgia is a guy named Jeff Duncan, okay? Republican. He said he voted early. He said, I didn't vote for Herschel Walker. There's no reason to vote for him. He's one of the worst candidates the Republican Party in Georgia has ever put up. This is the Republican lieutenant governor saying these things. And Walker took like 5 days off around Thanksgiving, right at the end of the campaign. And then he sent out an email saying, we're being outspent 2-1 right now on TV. And overall, Raphael Warnock and his supporters have spent $100 million and Herschel Walker, $76 million. That, to me, is a good example of why Citizens United has got to be overturned. That was a wrong decision 12 or so years ago, contravened all of Supreme Court precedent and congressional precedent. That's the one that said that basically corporations and individuals can give whatever money they want and they can hide it and sneak around and it's all black money and dark ops. That's not an American decision. That's this Republican Supreme Court. So far, something like 1.8 million people have voted early, 1.8 million. They've done what they can in the Republican Party to suppress the vote. They shrunk early voting to 1 week from 3 weeks. They tried to prevent early voting on a Saturday, which was one of the biggest voting days normally early. Now, remember, tomorrow there will be people in line. You hope not harassing voters in some rural areas. I think they will be. Will the local police arrest them? We'll see. Law in Georgia said you can't give anybody anything with standing in line. Some of these lines are 6-7 hours because they claim that the machines broke down. Let's say you had an elderly person or a pregnant woman. If you give her water, that's a crime. They won't charge it in a rural area. They'll charge it in Atlanta. All of this is going on. All of this is going on. And yet, Raphael Warnock, I think, is going to win. I think is going to win. Everybody in that poll, except 1%, 1% of 750 is about 7 or 8 people. All the rest say we've already made up their minds. So it's time to vote. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Always great when the Packers beat the Bears. I have a couple of things. I never thought I'd see a presidential candidate disrespect the Constitution, and his political party said very little against that. And my other one is, do you think the Democrats being, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 points down in Roberta Darling's old Senate seat, do you think they'll find anybody to run? And that's my 2 points today. I can't believe somebody can disrespect the Constitution and crickets. Thanks, Matt. Have a great day.
You know, those are two excellent points. I want to hit them both. On the disrespecting the Constitution, he did more than that. He said it should be terminated. And even if he meant suspended, he just wants to be reappointed president. That's what Hitler did in 1933. His party had a majority, I should say a plurality. Hindenburg made him chancellor. Hindenburg died, and he goes to the Reichstag, which is the same as the Congress, and goes, why don't I suspend you? You vote to let me suspend you for 4 years or so, and I'll set things right. And the minute they did, they voted. They voted to suspend themselves. And he arrested some of them, executed some of them. This kind of thing has happened in democracy. It's called Germany. And Germany was one of the most advanced democracies in the world. Remember, the German culture, if you include Austria, produced Mozart, Beethoven, Bach, mathematicians like Gauss, Riemann, Gödel, physicists, Einstein, even though they persecuted him and he had to leave the country, Heisenberg. But it happened, and we're not going to let it happen here. On the 8th Congressional District, the district in the North Shore, just north of me, I have some thoughts on that. This Knodel says he's running. Today, there was a text I saw. You have not yet seen it in the papers, so we'll see if it's true or not. But Janelle Branchen may run, too. Now, she's a true nut job, okay? She is bad news. She's the one that even Voss won't let come to close Republican caucuses because she's so crazy, all right? Now, she's the one that wanted to reverse the certification of Joe Biden in the 2020 election, even though he won the state. She's bad news, very bad news. Knodel is bad news, too. He's not just as colorful. That district has two Republican assembly people and one Democratic. The two Republicans are Janelle Branchen and Knodel. The Democrat is Deb Andraca, who's terrific. I know Deb. Support Deb. But Deb looked at it, and, you know, she has a lot more going on in her life than just politics. And she said, look, I flipped the assembly district, which she did. It had been a Republican assembly district. And I just want to represent the people of my assembly district. So nomination papers are being circulated. Let me tell you something. I was the chairman of this party. You can circulate nomination papers in 2 days, 3 days. The party has got to be out there recruiting a candidate. That seat can be won. Slightly Republican, but it's become more Democratic. And with people like Trump and people of that nature and Voss, Scott Walker sticking his nose back in the right set of circumstances, you can win it. There has been a name mentioned, a fairly eminent name, not in politics, an economist named Bill Hollihan. Bill Hollihan was the chairman of the economics department at UWM. He's now retired, and he's been active supporting the Democratic Party and writes an economics blog for Grassroots North Shore. And there are a number of people I know would like to see him run, and I hope he does run. If somebody like Bill Hollihan decided to run, and that's one the Republicans couldn't lay a glove on. They can't slime a guy. He's above reproach. He'd talk about economics. And both of them, to sit there, Knodel and Branchen, with their beanies with a propeller on it, stabbing themselves in the forehead with ice cream cones. They don't know what they're doing. However, what if Bill Hollihan decides not to do it? The chairman of the Democratic Party, the leader of the Democratic Party in the state Senate and the leader of the Democratic Party in the Assembly have got to identify somebody. By that, I mean it can be an alderman in one of the areas in that district. It could be a county supervisor, or It could be the chairman of one of the parties, the Democratic Party's units. It could be North Shore. It could be Menominee Falls. It could be Ozaukee County, wherever. Get a name on the ballot, and I'll tell you why. That energizes people, that excites people, and it produces more votes at the polls for Democrats normally. Now, this is a special election, but certainly in 2024, when there's a president involved and when there's going to be a U.S. senator involved, you want to fill every seat. And one of the problems is in the last couple of elections, there have been a lot of non-contested seats with Republican incumbents. There wasn't any of that when I was chairman. We went up and we dragooned people. You go to a tavern in Wausau, say, you want to run for the assembly? Well, not really. Well, what do you mean not really? It pays X and it might be a lot. Well, okay. And then we would circulate his nomination papers and we'd stick them there and show them up. And he has relatives. He has friends. Some of them liked it. You got to do that kind of thing. Here with a guy like Bill Hollihan, you'd have a real quality individual. Why don't you contact Bill Hollihan? Why don't you contact the Democratic Party in Madison and the state chairman? Why don't you contact the Democratic leadership, the state Senate itself, and in the assembly and say, put Bill Hollihan on there. We'll circulate nomination papers for him. Put him on there. Now, Bill doesn't want to do it. I respect that. But there are other people like Bill Hollihan. There are professors. There are high school teachers, coaches. There are aldermen, county supervisors, mayors of small units within that district. Put them on the ballot. Put them on the ballot. So to Wisco Paul's question, right now off the top of my head, am I certain who it's going to be? No. Part of it is because Evers said it for now, and the clock's ticking on nomination papers. Evers could have said it for the primary in April and a general in June, and that would have given us more time. But for whatever reason, he decided to do it this way. Okay. Okay. But that said, we've had plenty of time. And then once the nomination papers are in and the declaration of candidacy is in by the first couple of days in January, you still have 6 or 7 weeks. And you go around and you say, look, the Republican Party is destroying our democracy. If Janelle Branson's the nominee, she can be beaten, easily beaten. If Knodel's the nominee, he's as bad as Janelle Branson. But he's slyer about it, and he will hide. He'll hide in the weeds, in the tall grass. Flush him out. What does he think about Trump? What does he think about Trump saying the Constitution should be terminated? What does he think about the legislature voting for president instead of the people in the state? Pin him down mercilessly. Show no mercy. Show no mercy to these people. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Weather in a Moment brought to you by Wishkosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 27 tonight under overcast skies. Winds out of the north around 5 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 38. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows around 27. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Gail of Sauk City, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gail?
Hi. How are you?
Good, thanks, Gail. Thanks for calling. What's up today?
I was just wondering, when Robin Voss is indicted and convicted, what is the procedure in Wisconsin to replace him? Does Governor Evers appoint someone, or is there a special election?
That is terrific. Well, if and when that happens, of course, he'd have due process. He'd be indicted. He'd have to be indicted. And that's a question. And but let's just say hypothetically, not Robin Voss, but anybody who's in the assembly. The governor can appoint two positions that are normally elective, a U.S. senator and a Supreme Court justice. So let's say that, and this has happened before, a senator passes away, or in the middle of an election, for instance, he or she is tapped to be in the cabinet of the president or something. So they leave the office or runs for president and then wins. When that happens, or indicted, that has happened in our country too, and removed from office. When there's a vacancy in the U.S. Senate, the governor can appoint a replacement. Same with the Wisconsin Supreme Court. If a member of the Wisconsin Supreme Court passes away or gets appointed to another judgeship, like a federal judgeship in Chicago or something, there's a vacancy, and he can appoint someone for the duration of the term. And that Lou Butler was appointed under those circumstances by Jim Doyle. Dan Kelly was appointed by for a very brief period of time by Scott Walker. But when it comes to a state senator or a state assemblyman, and Voss is a state assemblyman, there would be a vacancy, and it's very, very similar to Alberta Darling in the state senate district in the North Shore of Milwaukee in the suburbs. She decided to resign as of December 1. And so last week she resigned. When that happens, the governor can't appoint. He has to set an election. So for that position, he sets an election. The other one where he can't appoint is the House of Representatives. Let's say that pick somebody like Tiffany or Grothman or Pocan or somebody decided to leave. Let's say they were elected to higher office, or they decided to resign midterm. That would not be an appointment. That would simply be an election. So I think that, you know, actually, though, you know what's very timely about your call, Gail, is Robin Voss is in one of the most gerrymandered seats in the state. And he has done everything he can to suck up to Trump. Everything he can. He spent over $1 million, slightly over, on Gabelman's investigation, which was a fraud. Gabelman was investigating fraud, and the whole investigation itself was a fraud. $1 million, taxpayer money, $1 million, to placate Donald Trump. But Donald Trump said, that's not enough. You've got to recertify the election. And Voss said, I can't do that. So then Trump called him a rhino, even though he'd sucked up to him and spent $1 million. And they found a guy named Adam Steen to run against him in the primary. Adam Steen is a kid in his 20s, doesn't have a shred of ability or a shred of background to be an assemblyman, knows nothing about it, could be a disaster. And he damn near won. He came within 2 points or something. People in that district. That's the Mount Pleasant area and all that in Racine County, and then it spills over. Maybe it's a little in Walworth County. Those people are gerrymandered, hardcore, right-wing Trump supporters. And if Trump, Lord Trump, comes forward and decrees something, they will do it. And that is what they did. Gail, terrific question. So I'm not holding my breath anytime soon. I think the real solution of getting rid of Voss is getting rid of gerrymandering. And one of the things I was very glad to see, you may have seen it, there was it wasn't a debate, but it was a joint presentation of three of the four Supreme Court candidates over the weekend at the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee. And Janet Protasiewicz, whom I am supporting, Janet Protasiewicz is one of the best, by experience, prosecutors and judges in the state. She was a prosecutor and a fair, tough prosecutor for more than 20 years in Milwaukee. Prosecuted homicides, sexual assaults, the worst. And then she's a two-term judge, one of the best. She's very, very good. And she has made a point of basing her campaign on saving our democracy. She criticized the ballot drop box prohibition that the Republican Supreme Court put in the state. But she said something at this Pfister presentation that was terrific. She said, one of the things that's the scourge, she didn't use that word, but one of the things that's the worst thing about the attack on democracy in Wisconsin is the lack of fair maps. In other words, gerrymandering. And she said, I expect that there will be a new piece of litigation testing those maps. And that is about as bald and open a statement as you can make if you're running for judge, where you technically don't say how you're going to vote on something. She said, come on, guys, bring that case again when I'm on the court. And it was magnificent. Because remember something. There are four Republicans and three Democrats on the court. There should be seven independents, but there are not because the Republicans have attacked our democracy. One of the three Republicans who would not certify Joe Biden, who would have installed commie government in the state, is not running for re-election, and Janet Protasiewicz is running to replace her. And her principal opponent is a guy named Dan Kelly. And Dan Kelly is a Trumper, a MAGA Trumper, who would have overturned the election. So, guys, we're talking about gerrymandering. You have one judge, Janet Protasiewicz, who has signaled ethically, but as strongly as she can, that she will put in fair maps and get rid of gerrymandering. And another one is a MAGA Trumper, Dan Kelly, who comes out and says it. So everybody calls me and they go, we don't want gerrymandering. Hey, I don't want to hear any more complaining. Get out and vote the Supreme Court election. Primary is in February, end of February. The general is in April, first week in general. You want fair maps? Vote for Janet Protasiewicz. You want gerrymandering and a gerrymandered legislature picking the presidential electors? Vote for Dan Kelly. They won't need fake electors with Dan Kelly. Dan Kelly will be the god of fake electors, the mother of all fake electors. Janet Protasiewicz, Dan Kelly, it's as simple as that. And I'll tell you what, I was delighted to see those comments. Coming to the end of the show, great show as always, great callers. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. My ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal. Only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the play.
But man, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah. Did you have a couple glasses of wine up there?
No wine. Lots of rum. Rum-tum-tum.
Lots of rum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom. Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of
Health. You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson.